further ado, why don't we get started? Number two, Tony Hay.
Evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
And ladies.
Mr. Hay, would you raise your right hand, please? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay. A shed.
A shed. Close to the property line. Been there forever. Bought the property in 1999. It was there on the survey, and I'm looking to replace it.
It looks like it's been there forever.
I never use it, but I will use a new one.
Okay, very good. So you're going from a 7x7 shed to a 10x16?
Yes.
And you're not going any closer to the property line than it's already there?
No.
See that it looks like none of your neighbors have objected to this as well.
No, I have 12 neighbors. I went to visit each person. They signed off individually. I made them aware I had to send them the green cards and sign off as well. I got one but one back.
Okay.
It looks like most of your neighbors actually have these sheds.
Yes.
Quite a few.
Mm-hmm. I know you're always interested in the character of the neighborhood. I think that shows. For all characters.
I agree.
Are you putting a foundation part of
the
shed?
No. Plus one. Serves really no extra purpose, though. Not interested in that.
You say the shed is currently not being used?
No.
And has not been in the time you've been there?
No.
Basically.
I don't know why. It's too small. 7x7. You know, there's some firewood in there, but I don't have the fireplace, so. It was built way back in 1999, before I got there. The family lived there, had a daughter, and a grandfather built it for his grandchild for a playhouse. And that's all it could be used for personally.
Anyone in the audience have any questions or comments about this application?
Tony, is there a rendition of the new shed in here?
I think there's like a thousand pages here.
Exactly with the color. I'm doing everything. Copla. Looks a little better than what I got now.
Yeah, that's a bad shed you got there. It's the right nice shed.
When you're not home much, you don't pay much attention.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Over next. I get thrown out of the house and moving into the shed. Just had a third bathroom.
I think I'm obligated to tell you you need health department approval.
I know.
Hey, Tony, we all know you're here all the time, so. I drive by here every morning. Your car's always in the parking lot.
Seems pretty straightforward to me.
I think so.
That's pretty much every shed application we've ever had. set, close the public hearing. Okay. Before I close the public hearing, do you have any final comments you'd like to make in support of your application?
No, I think it says it all in the application.
Okay, it does. Do you feel you've been given a fair and adequate opportunity to present your application?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, with that, we'll close the public hearing. I will entertain any motion that anyone would care to make to the application.
I'll make a motion to grant the application.
Okay, if you could address the criteria. First I need a second.
Second.
And if you could address the criteria.
Certainly. Whether an undesirable change will be produced in the entirety of the neighborhood? Absolutely not. Virtually every neighbor has a shed that is similar to the shed that's desired here. Whether the benefit by the applicant can be achieved by some other method? No. He really needs a shed the size he's requesting, and he's to make it usable, and he's not moving it any closer to the property line. Whether the requested variance is substantial? Well, it might be considered substantial in some manners, but I'm going to say no, because it's not getting any closer to the property line. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the physical and environmental conditions in the neighborhood? No, there's been no testimony to that fact, and it's just a shed like all the other sheds in the neighborhood. And whether the alleged difficulty was self-created? Well, not really, because the shed was already there when he moved in many years ago. And again, he's no closer to the property line.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Rod. We'll do a roll call vote. Steve, I'll start with you.
In favor.
Okay, Rod.
In favor.
John?
In favor.
Greg?
I'm in favor.
Paul?
I'm in favor.
I'm in favor as well. Variance is granted.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
Take care.
Wait. Don't go. Supervisor Hick, would you mind just handing this to the chairman? He's going to sign that, and that's what you have to bring to the building department to get your permit.
I'll write you a copy of it tomorrow, please.
Just the building department.
Okay.
That's all.
Take that to the building department, and you'll get your building permit.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
Good night.
Okay.